Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, Demetrius. I had ordered something online. It was like $5 and something, which came out of my account fine. But then today, $56 came out, and I want to know why and whatever it is to stop it.
Say that last part again. I didn't quite hear that one.
No, I said I want to see what I can do to stop that from coming out and stop whatever thing. I don't want it to keep doing it.
Gotcha. Provide me with your zip code, please.
43123.
And your name, please?
Jane McCaffrey.
Okay, verify the shipping address for me.
2566 Clark Drive, Grove City, Ohio.
Okay. I do see here you have our KitchenAid. All right. Do you remember paying $5.74 for this?
Yes, that did come out. But then today, $56 came out.
Right. It seems like you never canceled the account. But I can provide with a 35% refund of that charge.
A 35% refund of the charge? Why only 35%?
Yes, and that's just as a courtesy because it wasn't canceled.
Oh, well, the weird thing is I never even got an email from y'all for confirmation. I never got anything from y'all, you know, for me to be able to respond to close it. I've never received anything.
Yes, we put that information right beside when you enter your card information, letting you know to cancel if you don't want to receive any further charges.
No, I definitely do not. And I would like 35% of that refunded.
Sure. That goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You get a confirmation email to your email address. Letting you know the account has been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that should do it.
Okie dokie. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.